When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
622 on the Mike Count the Show. It's 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, Dominic Ferriello will be here. He'll take your legal questions. My opinion, future mayor of Tampa Bay.
Dominic Ferriello?
Yep. Yes,
I believe so.
That'd be cool.
Then he will make me sergeant at arms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we get keys to the city and stuff? That'd be pretty sweet.
Who's his we?
He likes me.
Is it sergeant in arms or sergeant of arms?
Sergeant at arms.
Oh. Sergeant at arms?
You weren't even in the ballpark.
So many arms.
Sergeant at arms.
At arms.
Sergeant in arms.
I want to be sergeant lots
sergeant
of arms.
Sergeant of arms. Which one is it?
Sergeant at arms.
I don't think so.
Sergeant in my arms.
Oh, I'm right. I don't know that I'm right. Google it. I say sergeant at arms. My dad was in the Navy, and my nephew is thinking about going to the Navy.
Sergeant of arms.
Nope, at arms.
Well, it says that too.
Yeah. Depending, I think, on which, how higher up you are.
Sergeant at arms.
In my area, we're so high ranking, we say at arms.
You know what? I'm going to say sergeant at arms or sergeant of arms and see what it says.
Spanish.
Yes.
Google He-Man.
Okay.
Was He-Man and Ram-Man and the Tiger and... And Skeletor.
Okay, I didn't...
And Sergeant at Arms, okay. I believe. Google that. Find out. He-Man cartoon. Seen. Yeah. Let me know who the characters were there. Because that's where I learned about Sergeant at Arms.
God.
Mm-hmm.
My computer's very slow.
This whole internet is terrible. Every time I come in here, I just think about playing Damn, it feels good to be a gangster and destroying all this computer equipment with baseball
bats. Man at arms.
What is it?
Man at arms.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Man at arms?
He was just a man at arms.
That's what comes up as a character, yeah.
He didn't achieve the rank of sergeant yet.
Yeah.
He was just a man at arms.
I gotta tell you, some of these female cartoons are pretty hot from He-Man.
Horniest, grossest thing I've ever heard you say.
It's pretty interesting.
Which cartoon would you bang if you could pick a cartoon to bang?
Oh.
I already know mine.
Really?
Yeah. Tom and Jerry.
He's a cat.
Yeah. The lady that they lived with that you only saw her cankles.
I had a huge crush on the bunny, the female Bugs Bunny from Space Jam.
Whoa. She was slutty, let's be honest.
It was terrible.
She wore the lipstick,
right?
And she was asking for it.
She was asking for
the old carrot right there.
Which I don't understand why they would do that to children of all ages. They're making us, like not only sexual things, but sexual animals
right.
of all things.
They had to differentiate between Bugs Bunny and the slut bunny.
Just put long hair on her. You don't need to have her have lipstick and boobs and walk around all seductive. Yeah.
Then
no.
You get older and you're around. Like, I got a thing for bunnies. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Showing her little cottontail.
Yeah.
Was she flopping out of her?
I mean, she was pretty floppalicious.
Let me tell you. You want to see some floppalicious chicks, you need to go to a Jay-Z concert.
Oh,
I couldn't understand. What? Listen, if you're a black chick, you already won because black chicks don't care.
Yeah,
black chicks don't care. They're like, "This is what I'm wearing. I'm comfortable. I look good, and I don't care what you think."
But were they looking good, or was it like a lot of like?
You know what though? What is the what? Who's like? I saw a fat black chick had to be like 280 pounds, and she had on a tight brown bodysuit where every nook and cranny and crevice showed on her body. And big old boobs, and she looked like a melted chocolate bar. And I'm talking about her brown outfit. Totally would have banged her.
Yeah,
totally would have banged her. She slutted it up. She had that walk.
Attitude.
And she had all the confidence in the world. And I was like, So does she look bad because she's fat? No.
Listen, you know me and my taste in women. I usually go for the big boned ladies.
There was this one woman though. She was online at the bathroom on the way out, and she was a very white, very pale Hispanic lady with jet black hair, and she wore, I got to kind of explain this. Galvin will get it more than you. She wore what Mike Tyson used to wear when she came to the ring. It was like a towel with a head, with a hole cut in it, but it was red, and it went straight down the front and straight down the back and then like running shorts underneath. So there were no sides, and I don't know what was underneath
like
it.
But a poncho?
Kinda,
yeah,
but with like no sides poncho,
right.
Not sexy though.
Okay, okay,
like it was like it was almost like if you saw her living homeless, you'd go, "Oh, poor lady." But yeah, here she was with her makeup on at the Jay-Z concert, and she's like,
I'm like okay. "Could you see stuff on the sides?"
No, not only just fat belly.
Yeah.
Oh. I believe she did have some sort of. I know this is probably not the right answer for, but like tube top-ish kind of thing on the the top. But no, there was nothing sexual or sexy. There was a lot of sexual, nothing sexy about it. So, you know, there was a lot of jeans and high heels from large girls who shouldn't be in high heels. And I say shouldn't be because it makes it more difficult to walk.
Right. By the way, jeans and high heels might be the best look. And like the
if you don't look like you're about to snap the heel.
Right. But like the capri jeans, not capri, but like up the calf a little bit and they're tight. And that's where it's at,
ladies. Say it slower.
Yeah.
My wife wore, I couldn't believe what she wore. She wore like
red towel with the
with a hole cut out to the top.
Yeah.
She wore like a fishnet shirt with a bra underneath. And I was like, who are you, little hussy?
You posted the picture and I had to scroll through it very quickly on my Facebook. I felt it was not right to look at.
Showing it off for Jay-Z.
I said, Jay-Z's probably going to see her on a wife swap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, Beyonce.
Was there any recognition from Jay-Z this time? Because most of the times when you're in the room with Jay-Z, there's some sort of...
So why wouldn't I talk about this yesterday?
I don't know.
Same reason I don't like to talk about my Pamela Anderson story. It is just hugely unbelievable unless you were there.
Yeah.
The good thing is my wife has one of the two incidents on videotape. So we bought our tickets.
Hey, Mike.
Listen to me. We bought our tickets from Ticketmaster the day that they went on sale. And we got second row in section 150. The equivalent of sitting on the first blue line. No, like the red line, center, almost dead center, at the Amalie Arena, on the sides, like if you went up in the sections in the stands, we were sitting like on the red line, second row. Okay,
videos were great.
Nobody in our first row. We didn't know until the day of that it was a in the round thing.
Oh yeah.
So the red line seats were right in front of the stage. I mean, I could have spit on him if I wanted to.
Right.
And nobody sat in front of me in the front row, so it was great. Evidently, there was some rock star in front of me that I didn't recognize. You know, Orlando is like the home of all those like kind of 90s, early 2000s, really faggy rock stars.
Did
like,
you find out who it was later?
Nah.
Switchfoot or somebody?
No, maybe. I don't know. Well, I think I recognized one of the guys. He was in a boy band. He had blonde hair. Anyway, we'll get back to that. So, early on in the concert, Jay-Z's makes his rounds. He's on a high stage, and then it comes down level. And he could walk around. He's like at eye level. And he walks over to our section after a couple of minutes. And he's rapping and looking out and rapping and pointing up to people at the top. And then he goes like this. And he points right at me. And he kind of like winks like a I recognize you kind of wink. And Pete goes crazy. And my wife's like, oh my God, he totally saw you. And I was like, he didn't see me. I bet you he can't even see around me. He's just doing that. Yeah. But I was like, I mean, did a lot. He's got a history of doing that.
Right.
So then the whole show goes on, and I totally forgot about it. And then towards the end, second to the last song, he does the same thing where he makes the rounds. He comes over, and he sings, and blah, 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 and then it stops. And when the song's over, he looks at me, he goes, I got you. He points at me. He's like, he goes, I see you. And he winks, and he points at me.
No way.
And Pete goes, deny that one. And I was like, I don't know. No. I don't even know what to say. But I was telling Keith this yesterday. I was talking to him at the show. I go, people always ask me, like, how do you know Jay-Z? And I don't know him, but he thinks he knows me.
Right.
He does. But then I was trying to explain this. You know, he never writes down the lyrics to his songs. He doesn't, he never penned them down on paper. He came out with them and he remembers them. So for all the albums that he has, he can't go back to an archive and go, like, I watched that Pearl Jam documentary, and when they go out on the road, they listen to old CDs so they can remember how to play the old songs that they never played. Because Eddie will call out songs that they haven't played in years. So they got to relearn a lot of those songs. He can't do that because he's got I'm sure somewhere there is, but he doesn't write this stuff down. Which leads me to believe he may have some sort of memory where the very first time we saw each other, now every time I see him, he remembers. You know, right. Doesn't know who I am, but recognizes my face. I don't know. I can't think of what it was. I tried to deny the first one because I wanted to be a realist, and I don't want to be like, Jay-Z ain't waving at me. But after the second one, I was like...
But the big time is whenever he actually came up and shook hands and, like, hugged
twice.
You. Twice. Thought you were somebody that he knew. First
time I said, there's Jay-Z, and he came over out of the way and hugged me. But I thought, well, maybe that's because he heard me say, there's Jay-Z, right? And this was in the early 90s. He wasn't that famous yet. Then the other two times were at Bucks games. One time where it was him and Russell Simmons and a giant bodyguard in the elevator, and they closed the elevator, and he told the lady, no, let him on the elevator. And me and Pete got on, and he walked through the bodyguard and said, how you been, boy? And he gives me a little hug, and I was like, okay. And Pete, I thought I was going to crap his pants in the elevator. And then we got off, and he's like, what? Just tell me. And I go, what? He's like, how do you know Jay-Z? And I'm like, I don't know him.
Maybe you've had like a crazy hangover night with Jay-Z, and you don't remember it, but he does.
No. I'm telling you, it's just a...
Stole a tiger from Mike Tyson.
I'd love to make a fake story up. Well, back when I was in New York, Jay-Z and I used to sling crack together or whatever. But the truth is that I never went into the neighborhood Jay-Z lived. We never went to camp together or none of that stuff. It's just a weird coincidence that he thinks I'm somebody else, and I'll enjoy it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Galvin, it is your birthday.
It is.
I bought you a gift to celebrate.
Oh boy!
Yeah, are we all giving him his gifts now?
I don't know. Did yours get here from China?
Mine isn't here.
Can you deliver mine?
Can
you deliver mine over there, Galvin?
Are we all giving him his gifts now? Because mine isn't here.
Yep.
Always something.
Always something with you, Spanish. You have one of those is kind of like a. You'll see. It's kind of like a personal one.
Oh, yes.
You can't really say it. I mean, you can say it, but...
Himalaya salt crystal nightlight.
Read it.
It purifies and cleans the air. I like that.
I knew you were.
Everybody should have one of those.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Especially Galvin.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get you a star. He put it right next to mine.
I'm very sensitive. My nose is very sensitive. Is there anything in the air? Like, I could come home...
You can plug that one in right wherever you are and purify your air.
Ionize it.
I'll come home and I'll go... What is going on? Did you was there orange spray or whatever? And my wife was like, I ate like an orange candy like 4 hours ago.
Somebody
like,
cut a vegetable in here?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Amazon. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I smell ice cream. Somebody eat an ice cream?
I get to learn Spanish.
Yes.
By reading the card. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
That's hilarious. And that's mine, Galen, that I got for you.
Kitty cat.
Yeah.
Little kitty cat.
I got you gifts because I love you.
Oh, thank you.
That's my favorite line from Goonies when Chunk's like, I smell ice cream.
Yeah, that's so good.
I got a collapsible back scratcher.
Just in case. I didn't know if you had one.
I'd like one of those for Christmas.
Right?
That's very nice.
Very tall.
I got Uber card.
Yeah.
Uber?
Right.
I didn't even know Uber made a card.
Right? Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So that's, I just get a bunch of free Ubers now,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, very nice. Oh, I got, what is this, a shirt?
Some dry fits.
All right. I like it. Thank you. Right size.
That's right. It is the right size?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
That guessing game was horrendous yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, another one, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Spanish. Thank you, Mike. Hello, Carmen.
Hi. Well, listen.
Carmen, you're the easiest one. You could always be like, I decided to just give you an HJ in the
arm. Oh!
Well, I got the update that said your birthday gift is shipped from Amazon.
From HTML.
Look, I saved it so Spanish could see.
Yep. So Spanish wouldn't lie for
back
you.
Back you up.
It said, yeah. No, I'm not going to say what it is, but it says it'll probably be here sometime in December. No, it says tomorrow. It does.
It's going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, well, when you ordered yesterday.
Yeah, I'm taking tomorrow off. So.
It wasn't on Prime. It wasn't a Prime item.
I don't want it.
So.
Non-Prime item. Yeah.
Do you want to know what it is? I'll tell you.
No, don't tell him.
No, we'll tell tomorrow. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I love surprises.
Just because you don't like surprises, Carmen.
I love surprises. I just want to open mine immediately as soon as I get it.
Carmen wants to open all my mail immediately.
Yeah.
Carmen, you would hate my house.
Yes.
So this morning, or yesterday, I came home and there was a giant, there were two giant plastic stuffed envelopes, like the size of maybe small pillows on the counter. And I walk by and I go, what are these? And Amanda goes, I don't know. They're your name on them. And I went, oh. And I walked away and she goes, well, you're not going to open them? I go, I think I know what they are. And she's like, so why don't you? I go, I don't need them right now. They're for Christmas. And she's like, gifts? I go, no, they're just things I don't need to open until Christmas. And I walked out of the room, and she went nuts. Then I walked in my office last night, and I was trying to straighten some stuff up, and I picked up a package, and it said, order fulfillment, Mike Calta on a box. And I go, oh. And I go, I don't even know what this is. I brought it out, and I put it on the kitchen table. Totally forgot. I left the house this morning without opening up. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, man. What is wrong with you?
My wife gets super mad when any packages show up to the house and they're not for her. Yeah. If they're for me, she's like, she goes, oh, Pat, oh, it's for you.
Yeah.
So mad. And I go, maybe it's for you. And she goes, isn't it? And I go, no. Maybe I bought it for you. No, it's still mine. Thank you guys very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Happy 28th birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't believe it.
You're so young, Alan. No.
We have my wife's 40th birthday is on Friday.
Yeah.
She's getting old, man.
Traitor in.
Yeah.
Traitor in.
Yeah, she went way past the 35 mark. Man. I thought 30 told her 35, you're out. New model. New models. They're making the new ones. So I'm having a party for her on Friday, and I called Drew's show yesterday and to remind Seth that he was not invited because he didn't invite me to his wedding.
Perfect.
Right.
Well, actually, I called him because they were talking about Chase and Jenna got married over the weekend. Yeah. And everybody was invited to that wedding except for me. So I called because Drew was talking about it. Seth went. And I said, Drew, were you invited to that wedding? And he's like, no, I wasn't. I go, okay. I just wanted to make sure because I gave that little fat loser hair.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't get right. Well, am I right? He didn't get a chick until I gave him hair, and then he got a really hot chick, and then I shouldn't say fat loser, the little fat guy, because he's not a loser. And then he got a full head of hair, and then they got married, and didn't even he showed that day. He was like, I do, and I thank you, Mike Calton and Dr. Bass. Obviously, I'm just teasing, but our friend Chase from Hot 101.5 got married over the weekend, and they were talking about on the show because Seth went with Phoebe, and I called in, and I explained to Seth that I will never invite him to anything I do from now on, because he didn't invite me to his wedding.
Right.
And he invited Dinah to his wedding.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I was not invited.
Yeah.
I don't expect to be invited to a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm still very hurts. Much... I'll pass.
I told Seth I had like a list, like the Billy Madison show, or not show, but the movie, where Steve Buscemi crosses off people to kill.
Right.
I have two people on the list right now, and it's Seth and Chase.
Oh, I'm so glad it was. I thought you were going to say Seth and me.
I'll be at your wedding, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, you're in the wedding. So
okay.
A smart move for people would be to invite us to their stuff because we wouldn't go anyway. Right. Yeah. But at least you're
probably
invited.
True,
yeah. At least you're invited. You know what I mean? But thanks for the invite, but no. And then you might even still get a present.
Yeah.
I would just want to hear the audio soundbite of you saying pass if I ever invited you to something and you didn't want to go. Yeah. Pass.
Pass on that.
I wanted to, for our wedding invitations, I wanted to have a radio produced like an ad, like really high energy with the zip zaps and the overdone, you know, and send it out on a cassette tape, like a cassette single.
Right.
And then you would RSVP by flipping it over and recording your RSVP on the other side.
That's pretty cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But then when you start planning a wedding, you're like, oh, just send out paper.
Did you get married in 1981? Cassette.
You couldn't trust that mic. My grandmother wouldn't be able to record on a DVD.
Right.
You know? She was not sending MP3s back to anybody. So I don't know. We never did. It was just something I thought about.
That's good.
Anyway. We got Sporkle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what?
What?
I am going to see Sammy Hagar tonight.
Oh, yeah?
That's the plan.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I promised I would, so I really can't see me backing out.
Who are you going with?
Pete.
Oh.
Pete hit me up over the weekend, and he was like, I got really good tickets and backstage passes. By the way, I just want to reiterate, I love all these people that think that Pete rides my coattails. He got backstage passes for us to go to. He's like,
I guarantee he got him through my guy at Dunlop or something.
Something.
Guitar.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, the guy who did my rig does this and blah, blah, blah.
We were in L.A.
He built a new amp for Sammy. So
we were in L.A. and we went to this little warehouse section where the guy where Pete chips his guitars off to get done.
Uh-huh.
And we went in there and it was like a nice little warehouse office building. And I meet the guy and he's wearing cargo shorts and a shirt and he's like, yeah. Come on in the back. Just working on some stuff. He's got like 7 workstations. One of them is Metallica. One of them is Eddie Van Halen. He's got just an EVH workstation where he just works on Eddie Van Halen guitars. And I go, what are you doing his guitar for? Like, how is this possible?
Right, yeah.
He went Metallica, Eddie Van Halen, Pete from Pitbull Toddler.
So Pete has played guitar for a while and stuff. First band he's ever been in is Pitbull Toddler.
Right.
First band, only band he's ever been in. Owns more guitars, has more different amps and pedal boards and stuff than I've ever seen in my life. Every time we come in, there's a new, that's a new flame top. I got a 57 reissue. This is the guy who does Eddie's pedals, put this together for me. Oh, now I'm not going to use amps. I'm just going to go straight in to this box that they built that has every sound in the world. And meanwhile, while we're playing, the Eagle plays through his amp.
Yeah.
Because anytime he turns his amp on, it picks up the Eagle.
Trying to practice, and I'm like, lower the radio. He's like, we don't have a radio. It's Eagle playing through my amp. It's ridiculous. The Eagle radio station comes through his amp loud and clear, like we're jamming to the radio. It's hilarious.
Of course. The first time I ever held a Gibson Les Paul guitar not in a guitar center was at Pete's shop.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
And don't get attached to one because it'll be sold and replaced in a week. Anyway, Pete and I are going to see Sammy Hagar tonight.
Nice.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.